I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week, all you returning dirtbags. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard. Great to have you listening to us. And I'm one of your hosts, Kirk McNabb, and the other one is Nolan. So we're here with you every week. And again, we do it for you. We can't do it without you, Dirtbag Nation. You know that. And that's what it's all about. It's getting after it on the field. It's getting after it off the field. It's getting dirty. That's what it is, but it's doing it the right way. You know what it means, doing it the right way with respect for the game of baseball. We all love this game, whether it's the MLB, whether it's amateur, whether it's watching yourself, you're a player yourself, you're a coach, you're a parent. It doesn't matter. It's just being a special part of this baseball community around the world, and we're just happy to have you with us. And that's what it's all about. So Noel and I got a lot to talk about on tonight's show. Obviously, hey, we're getting closer to September every day. Mariners are staying hot. Julio Rodriguez has been loading them on his back over the last few weeks. The other members of the team are starting to catch fire. So that's we'll be talking about that. Big series this week. You got Toronto and Baltimore, just to name one. Arizona Diamondbacks not going away. Playing Texas, a huge win just last night. Two times coming back. Bryce Harper. Inside the park home run in the Philadelphia Phillies. Looking good. Looking good. The Braves, five players with 25 plus home runs on the same rosters. So much to talk about, as there always is, dirtbags. And we're excited to get after it. And of course, we'll be answering curtain calls at the last segment of the show. So, hey, before we get there, you know what we have to do. We have to give a big shout out to our sponsors over at Rip Grip Pro. You can find them at ripgrippro.com. It's the hitting training aid by Tress Sullivan and his team put together. It's a small hitting aid that goes over your fingers, but what a big, huge impact it'll make on your overall hitting program and development. There's no question about it. And of course, as always, the rope trainer. You can find more details about it on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. It is our favorite throwing training aid. It's a must. It's like your helmet. It's like your glove. It's like your cleats. It's got to be in your bag. It's like J-bands, for God's sakes. You got to have it in your bag because it's huge in your throwing program. So you know what? We're going to be right back here in a few seconds. So sit back, settle in, get that favorite drink, and Nolan's going to be getting after it right after this break.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid on combos, single item, regular price.
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each. Plus, select notebooks are just 35 cents each. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. Ends 8/26. In-store only. Limit 30.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free cash offer. We can buy your house in days and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327 or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, where do you want to get dirty?
Yeah, let's start out with Pete Alonso. I don't know for those that saw it or not, but Mason Wynn comes up the other day in his MLB debut, right? Hits a ground ball, weak little chopper up the third baseline. Throw pulls Pete Alonso off the base. Pete Alonso spins around. The umpires are telling him, the coaches are telling him, hey, throw that ball away. Meaning like throw it into the dugout because it's Mason Wynn's first hit, obviously. What's he do? He spins and fires it into the St. Louis fans. Unbelievable. I've never seen that happen. After the game, he's saying, oh, I feel like a piece of crap, yada, 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 all this stuff. Dude, that's a guy's first major league hit. Be thankful that it was in St. Louis. Obviously, the Boo Birds were out for the guy. Deservedly so. You don't do that on a guy's first major league hit. Like, that's complete BS. But yeah, the saving grace, of course, it was St. Louis. So, of course, the St. Louis staffers, they went up, they made a trade with the guy for the first ball. But it's just like, man, you can't have that blunder at the major league level. Like, you got to be aware of the whole thing, obviously. And everybody's telling him, too, like, hey, throw that ball away. And you see the entire Cardinals dugout with their hands up, meaning like, hey, give us the ball. We got to take that off. We got to give it to him as a memento. And you're going to pull a stunt like that? Like, that's Bush League, Pete.
Nolan run out of the gate with a rant for you, dirtbag. She's not even wasting any time. Usually it's during the curtain call, but getting all over his New York Mets, downplaying his Mason Wynn. So I thought it was humorous. I enjoyed it. I can see your point, Nolan. I can see your fire for just having the common sense to know the situation and understand it and stuff like that. But I think it was just one of those minor blunders, but I might be wrong as well. But I love the passion you got for your new exciting rookie.
Yeah, another kid I want to talk about, Nolan Schaunel. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that last name correct or not. First baseman, obviously drafted first round this year by the Los Angeles Angels. 40 days spent down in the minor leagues, already called up to the bigs. I don't know if that's a move that's going to pan out. I don't know if that's a move that's going to hinder him. Obviously, it's not going to affect his rookie status going into next year, same as why you're seeing all these rookies that have been called up already over the past couple of weeks. But, I mean, that was a very surprising move. Obviously, you're looking at it. We kind of got talking about it a little bit last week on the segment, just saying about Paul Skeens, who got called up to Double-A earlier this week as well. Just saying, like, hey, like, you don't want to be rushing these guys necessarily through the minor leagues, but if they think he's ready to go, they obviously have a better sense of it than the rest of us. I mean, you're looking at Zach Neto, I'm drawing a blank. They had another guy that got called up fairly quickly as well from last year's class. But, I mean, either way.
The Tennessee boy, that didn't work out so well, right?
Yeah, but that didn't work out so well. I mean, Ben Joyce, to your point, it didn't work out well. Well, Ben Joyce was a little bit different, though, too, at the end of the day. Ben Joyce was a guy that was throwing 105 at Tennessee. You don't really need to play around too much with him in the minor leagues. I mean, Jordan Hicks was the same boat, right? Jordan Hicks was a guy the Cardinals called up straight from single A. Not necessarily a year after his draft. I think Jordan Hicks was a 2015 draft pick, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't called up until 2018. But he hadn't pitched any higher than single A and then called up to the majors. Because you can't teach 105. Like, 105 is a special talent for a pitcher to be throwing that hard, right? So, I mean, that's one where it's just kind of like, okay, that's a little bit different. But either way, no, you don't want to, like, you don't want to completely rush a guy to the point where, hey, you know what? Like, you're dependent upon this kid coming up and being the savior year one. You still want to properly develop them. That's why even, like, a guy like Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz, right? They're inevitably going to be up in the majors at some point in the next year. Last week on the podcast, I said, hey, it's probably going to take him until basically end of May, middle of May. This is Skeens, I was saying, because his stuff already plays. And you can tell, like, based on even the way that they're promoting him within the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, right? He goes from low A to double A already. But they still said, like, hey, listen, he's still going to be on a, not necessarily a pitch count limit, but an innings limit. Which is why majority of the games that he's pitching in right now are only 2-3-inning appearances. They kind of got him at a 20-inning cap for the rest of the year. So it's more or less him just getting his work and then doing all the regular stuff in between his appearances and everything like that. But it's definitely going to be interesting to see how this Nolan does as the first baseman of the future for the Los Angeles Angels. Obviously, a team still in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, for sure. That's the Angels' MO over the last 2 years or whatever, and that is that they figure if they're qualified, they go out and draft them, right? And as projected as close to MLB as they can get, and exactly right. If they're ready, they don't fool around. And again, they don't have the farm system, so there's no use playing games with it. I do want to go back over to the Paul Skeens thing. I think there's a little bit of marketing and promotion there being put on by the Pittsburgh Pirates as well, Nolan. Like you said, 20 innings is kind of the rough number on the limit over the next month till minor league ball is done. Getting a single A taste. How many jerseys did they probably sell in single A? Now he's getting a double A taste. And they probably got that plan, right? Maybe he starts in single A next year, coming out of the gate, jump up to double A, triple A. Yeah, they're not planning on keeping him down there long. If he's ready, if he does the offseason work and puts in the necessary requirements of going from college ball into true pro level ball. But I think there's a bit of marketing to recoup a bit of that signing bonus as well. And hey, kudos to them. I'm not knocking them on it. I think it's a genius move. The guy can handle it, like you said, pitching there. So why not get your fan base as excited as you could at all these places, right? Down in Altoona, Pennsylvania, double A. Hey, drive on. I'm not sure if the Indianapolis is still their triple A, but
yep, the Aces.
Hey, I think it's a smart move by Pittsburgh, but I think it's definitely a marketing and promotion move too.
Yeah, 100% it is. I mean, guy, like, he's just way too talented. Skeens is, I'm saying.
For sure.
Cruz, I mean, same boat. Cruz already being called up to double A as well. You're looking at it like those two guys, man, they're going to be fast paced to make it to the majors. I mean, not 40 days fast like Nolan was, but either way, those two guys, I mean, they're going to be fun to watch up at the next level. And then another kid I want to talk about that just got called up to double A as well, Ethan Salas. For those that don't know, he was the number one international prospect this past year. 16-year-old that was signed out of one of the islands. I can't remember off of the top of my head. I want to say it was Puerto Rico, but I might be mistaken on that one. Obviously, he's got familial ties to a few different organizations. But, I mean, you're looking at a kid like him, 17 years old now, up in double A. He's the youngest player in, 7 years since Texas Rangers had a kid by the name of Jose De Leon pitching for them as a 17-year-old. And, I mean, this kid, based off of all the metrics and everything like that, like 60 grades across the board at least. Obviously, the San Diego Padres have him touted as their catcher of the future. Now, a guy like that, obviously, I don't think we're going to see at the major league level come September, just because obviously you're looking at it like you got the San Diego Padres that are still trying to push for that the final wild card spot in the National League. But, I mean, that's another kid that they are fast-tracking to get up to that superstardom level and trying to, like you said, probably more promotional side, try to get as many jersey sales as possible.
Well, number one international prospect in that, and they went out and got him. A good friend of ours, Nolan, we won't name him here on that because it's not fair to him as a scout with the Padres, but he looked after the international scouting, and you know him as well as I do, Nolan, the work that he would have put in and behind the scenes and really making sure that he was the right kid for San Diego to sign, and it was kudos to him. You hit the nail on the head. He's got familial MLB ties. Dad played, uncles played. He's been around it. He's been around big leaguers since he was born, and listen to the kid. He's fully bilingual. He's in good shape, man. That kid's going to rock and roll. There's no question about it. So I great move by San Diego. They got to have something positive right now because the major league team isn't so positive, right?
No, exactly. I mean, that's why I said they're trying to hold on to that last, trying to stay afloat in the National League wild card hunt. But I mean, I can't see them finalizing a playoff spot anytime soon. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be back here right after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's keep getting after it, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I want to talk about Max Scherzer here quickly, passing Phil Niekro for 11th place all time on the strikeout list. He finished, he didn't end up having too good of a start against Milwaukee the other night. Ended up with 4 strikeouts, though, to pass Phil Niekro, who had 3,343 strikeouts. Now Max Scherzer has 3,344 strikeouts. He's sitting currently 27 strikeouts behind Greg Maddux for 10th all time. And then basically another 300 behind Tom Seaver to get him into the top 6 all time. So, I mean, you're looking at it like obviously a guy with tremendous success throughout his MLB career. His first bad start with Texas, obviously not what they wanted. But, I mean, realistically, the way that he had pitched those other games that he's been there, like the guy's been fantastic ever since he arrived down in Texas. So, I mean, if that's just a blip in the road for him, it is what it is. So, and you got Justin Verlander, obviously, he's quickly approaching basically the same strikeout total. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how those guys finish for their respective careers.
On their careers, yeah, for sure. But yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know what you get out of those guys, and we talk about it all the time, right? If you're going to be an ace out there, Dirtbags, whether you're a player, whether you're a parent or a coach, it's a different mindset. You need to reach out to us and get talking with us about that mindset and what goes into it. And you know, we're happy to talk about how we do our pitching program with anybody and everybody and stuff like that. But those guys are a different breed, but they're built that way. It doesn't just start overnight, man. Those guys are where they are because they live it and breathe it, and they always have. They always have. It didn't just start when they turned major league players. They were doing it in college. They were doing it in little league. They were doing it. Yes, they evolved. Yes, they grew. That's a great story, man. He's right there. Let you know just how consistent he's been year after year. And the same thing with Verlander, Nolan, year after year. So great story. Congratulations, Max Scherzer.
Washington Nationals extending David Martinez for 2 years with a club option for a third year. And they're also very close to a deal, apparently, with their general manager, Mike Rizzo. Now the Mike Rizzo thing, there isn't any sort of term or anything like that that has been announced, but I mean, that's obviously two guys that have been together for a long while there in Washington. David Martinez obviously helped the organization get their first World Series title as the Washington Nationals, I'm saying. And then looking over like career record wise, I mean, nothing fancy by any means, 378 and 455 record, so a 454 winning percentage. But, I mean, you're looking at a guy that obviously has just carried himself very well, very respected amongst the MLB community, and he's just a guy that obviously the Washington Nationals have complete and utter faith in.
Well, you're starting to see some movement out of those young guys we talked about there last week and the last couple of weeks with the that they got with the trades with Scherzer and Soto last year, and, you know, you're starting to see them come around, and that's all an extension of Dave Martinez and his staff. So, hey, good for them. You know what? I didn't know what would happen with Dave Martinez at the first of this year. What would maybe shake out Mike Rizzo as well? I know he's loved by ownership down there and stuff like that, but of course they're always looking at a change of ownership and Washington like other teams, and good for Washington. Good for Washington to respect really good baseball people and put those on the table and show faith in them and trust in them. And most of respect, and good for them. It's great to see that in baseball every now and again. I believe we need to see more of it when it's deserved.
John Angelos might be caught in some hot water here. This guy, I don't know how to put this delicately, but basically goes out and said, Orioles have to raise prices dramatically in order to keep our young superstars. Came into this year, $70 million payroll for the season, right? Obviously, you're looking at their young core. You got Adley Rutschman. You got Felix Bautista. You got Ryan Mountcastle. You got Gunnar Henderson. You got Grayson Rodriguez. Like, all these guys are making league minimum, or at least close to league minimum salaries, right? And for him to basically go public with that, especially with their ongoing fight with Baltimore to basically keep the team A in Baltimore and B get Camden Yards or keep Camden Yards where it is, right? Because obviously at the end of the year, the contract expires there, so then they have to figure out all the logistics of everything like that. But I mean, considering his father was owner of the team prior to him taking over, and they've owned the Orioles for what, 30 years, give or take? Yeah, something like that, about 30 years.
Yep.
For them to come forward and just basically say, yeah, listen, in order for us to keep these guys, you fans need to pay money and show up and support us. Like, that's a bold statement, dude. You guys have perennially had a losing organization. Now you're hot. These guys are all basically rookies, or within their first 3 years pretty much in the major leagues. And you're going to come out there and say that? Like, dude, have some faith in your fan base. Like, as long as you guys put out a good product on the field, fans will show up. But if you guys suck,
for sure,
fans aren't going to show up. They're not going to justify it. It's the same as the Oakland Athletics in their current situation. Like, the Oakland Athletics fan base doesn't show up to games not because the team doesn't put out a good team. It's because they don't pay their players, ever. Because ownership is too cheap. Like, Angelos, you can't just come out and blatantly say something like that. That's how the other owners come in there. They step up and they're like, hey, like, get this dude out of here. Bring in a new owner that is actually willing to pay the money.
And rightfully so, right? Not only do you see it in Oakland and Baltimore or whatever, and now we talked about with Cincinnati at the first of the year, you hit the nail on the head, Nolan. If you're putting a losing product on the field, why are we showing up? How about you show us faith as fans? Back in, what was it, 2016, when the Blue Jays had to beat them in the wild card game, they had no problem putting people in the stands then because they had a great team battling for a wild card against the Blue Jays. They got a great young team again. Yes, people are going to come to the yard. Why wouldn't you go to the yard to see those young guys? For sure they're going to return and go. But hey, I'll tell you what, Mr. Angelos, it's not just you. Steinbrenner got to go through the same thing with New York after they built the new stadium. Season one was great, but then the prices were way too expensive. Way too expensive. And you don't see the sellout crowds in New York Yankees Stadium.
Well, it's funny. I mean, and you're speaking about it too, right? So this past Sunday, I'm seeing the St. Louis Cardinals playing the New York Mets. The Cardinals end up winning the game. But fan attendance was announced at 37,000. I think it was like right around 37.5, right? And
that
so,
be a book, huh?
And on Sunday,
they were at home, weren't they?
Yeah, they were at home. So
yeah.
And this is like St. Louis in the middle of the summertime, right? Supposedly the best fans in baseball. There might have been 10,000 fans at that game on a Sunday in August in St. Louis. You don't see that. And I mean, it's not like it's just a Baltimore thing, right? Like, it's across baseball. With the prices of the game and everything like that, like, if you put out a losing organization, fans aren't going to show up to support you, whether it's America's pastime or not.
Games.
No, like, that's just...
Sorry, 81.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, fans aren't going to show up to the stadium in order to support you losing. Like, fans don't have the time to waste money on a team that publicly says, hey, we're going into a rebuild, and this rebuild's going to take a while. We just don't know how long it's going to be. Now, the knock on wood is that they drafted Adley Rutschman. They drafted Gunnar Henderson. They signed Felix Bautista. They drafted Ryan Mountcastle, right? I don't know if they actually drafted Ryan Mountcastle or not. I think they did, but either way.
Yep.
Like, they developed all these guys through their organization, so it's like, okay, yeah, we know what they're like. You still got to pay them the money, though. Like, you need to follow the Atlanta Braves blueprint on whatever the heck they've been doing down there for the past, what, how long has Anthopoulos been there? 8 years? Locking up the key pieces?
No, no.
5 years.
No. He's just been back there. I think it's maybe his third year back.
Is that it? Okay. Well, either way, you're looking at it.
The bottom line is that's been the ML for the Braves basically since the 1990s. They had a window in the 2000s where they didn't do it, but it's been basically their MO forever and ever and ever. And right back to Scherholz, Steve, that I can remember, that I can personally, you know, that generation. And you're right. It was just a great MO. It was the Braves, and it was Cleveland, like I said last week, the Guardians, Indians at the time in the 90s that got smart, and they started doing these young player, buying out their arbitration and giving them to around the 30 to the 40 to the 50 million market at that time, over 8 years. They threw them the years, and it worked out. But they made the right decision more times than not. It was uncanny. And you're right. At the end of the day, the Braves still continue to make the right decision over and over again. So,
yeah, and, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're Angelo's family and everything like that, like, you got to get looking at an extension right now for a couple of these young guys. If you're sitting here publicly saying, like, hey, we can't do these deals, like these mega deals that people are wanting, you don't have to give them a mega deal. You just got to get them the deal now. Pay them their slightly above average for whatever it is, 4 years, let's just say. Pay them $3 to $4 million each year. That'll buy out their first year arbitration, second year's arbitration type of deal. And then pay them that 7-8 years, right around $60 to $100 million each. No one's going to bat an eye at that, and you're not losing money that way, if that's what you're worried about. Like $10 million for five players, basically, by the time they're late 20s, maybe early 30s. These guys will just be entering basically the last few years of their prime by the time these deals are done. You're going to make your money back, no problem, Angelo's family. Don't sit there and try and blame the fans. We'll be right back here after the break.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents, Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to our Bags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan, we were just talking about the Braves. We talked about it at the top of the show. Marcell Ozuna, two bombs last night. Got five players, 25-plus, same team, one season. Can't say enough about the Braves.
Yep, trying to become the Bomba Squad of 2019. For those that don't know, the Bomba Squad, that would be the Minnesota Twins, who hold the MLB record for most home runs in a season. That year is basically them and the Yankees going back and forth for whoever wanted the most home runs in a season. The Minnesota Twins that year, they had five players that had 30-plus home runs. The Atlanta Braves currently sit with, two? With 30-plus home runs, I believe? With Ozzie Albies. With Ozzie Albies, Marcell Ozuna, and I believe Austin Riley all knocking on the door for 30.
Yeah. Acuna, yeah, and they get Albies back this week probably.
Yeah, because I think Acuna and obviously Matt Olson have 30 bombs already. So
wow, Olson's well into the 40s. Yeah. He's leading baseball.
Yeah, and Olson's got an outside chance at 55 and 145 RBIs this year. So that's why when I said my MVP pick, man, if he finishes with those numbers, it's going to be tough not to vote for him. But either way, yeah, you're looking at it, right? That Atlanta Braves team, man, all year they've been mashing. And I think I saw some, I don't know if it's still correct this week or not, but if you took out every single one of Matt Olson's home runs, I think they'd still be tied for first place for home runs.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, they're just running on all cylinders. It's incredible. It's really good. The pitchers, like we talked about briefly last week, they've gotten kind of back on track again. Max Fried coming back a couple of weeks ago has seemed to, help out, stretch out that rotation, give them an extra day off, things like that, right? So, and their offense is unbelievable. It really, truly is. So, let's stay in the National League, Nolan. We're going up north. Bryce Harper last night in the park home run versus the Giants. Philly's looking pretty good, man. Philly's looking pretty good. And hey, let's give credit where credit's due. He's bounced back and he's looking stronger and stronger every week. And I'm talking about Harper.
Yeah. No, Bryce Harper, right now it's tough to say that he wasn't the catalyst for that team being 11 games over 500 this deep into the season. Right, obviously, the way that they all started and everything like that, it was a team floundering around 500. He comes back, starts playing first base. They get his bat back in the lineup. Obviously, he's getting more and more comfortable, like you said. And right now, even Trey Turner, obviously, too. Trey Turner, the second half that he's had. You can't say enough good things about the Phillies, man. It's a good team. Obviously, Rob Thompson's got him coached up well. They're going to make a good run in the playoffs. That's for sure.
No question. Let's go AL West, Nolan. Julio Rodriguez, Mariners, continue to stay on all cylinders. But Julio Rodriguez, is that what you're expecting out of a young player? Is that expecting out of a AL Rookie of the Year last year? Just catching his breath, just getting... Do you think he was putting too much on him early on? The expectations were too much? Or what do you think?
100%, especially with the way that they played last year, right? Just making it into the playoffs and everything like that, win their wild card series against the Toronto Blue Jays. Obviously, Julio Rodriguez coming off a Rookie of the Year. The expectations were very high for that, man. It was a team that was, I predicted it at the start of the year, a team that was predicted to win the AL West or at least be the number two team in the AL West. The way they started, they were 500 about 30 games ago. Weren't they 44 and 44 or something like that? 43, right around that 500 exactly mark. Right. And then all of a sudden they just got hot, man. You're looking at that pitching staff. That pitching staff's legit. You're looking at Obviously, Julio Rodriguez, what he did this past week, setting the MLB record for 17 hits in four games. What did he finish? 17 for 22, two bombs, five extra base hits, nine RBIs or something like that, five runs scored.
Robin home runs.
Yeah. Like, dude had a weekend. Oh, my goodness, man. And, like, that's just it. Right now, the Phillies are hot. Or, sorry, not Phillies. The Mariners, like, they're a team, man. They're hot, hot, hot. And right now, if you're in the AL West, you don't want to see them.
No, you're right. You don't want to see them because let's go ahead and jump down. I talked about this at the top of the show as well. Arizona had to come back twice last night against the Rangers, and the Rangers have been playing a little bit of hot and cold baseball lately or whatever in that. I mean, Montgomery's looked good. We've talked about it. Scherzer's looked good. They need to get Eovaldi back. It looks like they're maybe going to get him around the end of the week. Definitely need to get him back. But, hey, hats off to those Arizona Diamondbacks. They really stumbled and have stumbled, but they're not going away quietly. So a lot of credit for me for them.
Yeah, I mean, the Diamondbacks, they're half a game back right now in the National League wild card. Obviously, the Chicago Cubs losing Marcus Stroman for an indefinite period of time hurts them immensely. Because, like, he was obviously their 1B, I want to say, to Justin Steele, especially with the way that Stroman's been pitching ever since the All-Star break prior to his injury, because he's out with rib cartilage fracture, I think it was. And, you're just looking at it. I mean, the Cubs are a game up on Arizona. They have two less losses. San Francisco, half a game. Phillies are leading the National League wild card at 68-57. But, like, man, the National League wild card right now, it's tight. You got Miami only a game and a half back. Cincy's a game back. Arizona's half a game back. Arizona at 8-2, man. They had that wake-up call there last week when a lot of their veteran guys, they just said to them, hey, boys, we were hot, now we're not. We got to figure it out again.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I'll stay in the NL on that. You just mentioned a team that same idea as Texas right now, a little bit of floundering going on in that. They're still a great team, but they're just playing a little bit of indifferent baseball. Miami, what do you think? Moving forward, obviously 5 weeks left, 6 weeks left, but you know how quick it goes in that. Both wild card races, they're tight.
Here's the way that I look at it, right? Whether or not Miami makes the playoffs this year, obviously playoffs are the goal. Absolutely, I'm not going to sit here and say they aren't. But whether or not Miami makes the playoffs, you got to look at this overall, right? Skip Schumacher's first year coming in as general manager. Derek Jeter obviously stepped down. You have all that offseason controversy and whatnot with the front office and ownership and everything. And now, yeah, all of a sudden Skip Schumacher's got them right there. It's a good team, nice young pieces. It's going to be interesting to see how they stretch out their guys down the stretch because a lot of young pitchers there and everything like that, right? So you don't know what their inning capacity is going to be for the rest of the year. So I'm not necessarily going to say that they're going to make the playoffs, but this whole year for the Miami Marlins has been a tremendous success. That's what you can call it.
Okay. I'll live with that. Yeah, respect that. Huge series for me, AL East. Baltimore, Toronto. How big is that series for Toronto? Baltimore as well, but definitely bigger for Toronto. And two, on the backside of that question, how big is it having Bo Bichette back? I believe I saw Toronto shortstops. They traded for Paul DeJong even or whatever at the trade deadline after Bo Bichette went down. What was it, 2 for 60? Did they go 2 for 60 while Bichette was out?
I think 3 or 4 for 60, yeah, something like that. I think Paul had 3 hits. But either way, you're looking at it, man. Like, Paul DeJong got DFA'd already. So he was, what, a J for 19 days, I think? He didn't have a long career there. Basically, the second Bichette got back, they were like, okay, Paul, you did your job, now get out. Like, Cardinals didn't get a big-time prospect or anything like that back for Paul DeJong, but still, like, that's really a very short-lived career. And I mean, this series, like you just said, getting back onto that subject, it's huge for Toronto because Baltimore's king dog in baseball right now. Like them and the Dodgers, whichever way you want to spin it, they're 1-2, right? So, I mean, you can say that this is a huge series for the Toronto Blue Jays because they're not in a wild card spot anymore. Seattle's got that third wild card spot. Houston's got that second wild card spot. Toronto's only, what, game and a half, 2 games back? Game back of Seattle, game and a half back of Houston. they need these wins. They need to figure out a way how to get their dog in them and win this series in order for them to still have a chance at the playoffs. Because these are the series late in the year against a team that's in the playoffs that carries huge, huge significance as to how your team is going to do rolling into September.
So let's talk about that, Nolan. You got Baltimore Orioles, you got the Tampa Bay Rays. We talk about it all the time. We have people that love it to talk about it. We have dirtbags out there in the nation that just don't seem to understand it, think we put too much emphasis on it. You were touching on it with that series with the Toronto Blue Jays, for example. Here we are at the end of August. These games are huge, like they say, but they're huge because Baltimore went ahead and won every game from end of March till now. Tampa Bay has won every game they needed to, and now they're going through the Wander Franco situation that's over a week old now, and they're still that far ahead. You don't think those wins, Dirtbag Nation, back in March, April, May, June, July, are all important? It gives you some breathing room right now, right, Nolan?
Oh, of course. I mean, you're looking at it, right? Tampa Bay Rays, with the current situation going on with Wander Franco, and obviously he just got announced that he was being put on administrative leave yesterday.
That's right.
One of those things that, just like Tampa Bay, they need to figure out a way how to make everything go, not under the rug, but everything go on the back burner and just focus on their actual team that they have out on the field and winning games. Because like you said, man, these series, no matter what time of year it is, they're important, especially interdivision series. Now, this year, I mean, yes, the MLB did it. I'm still not necessarily a fan of it. Only 12 games in division instead of the 19 games that they had been doing perennially.
Huge difference.
I'm not overly huge on it. I get that you want to see the exposure of the Shohei Ohtanis, of the Aaron Judge, of the X, Y's, and Z's, Ronald Acuna's, right? Like all these big-time superstars. But same time, man, I want to see teams facing off against their own division 19 times a year. You give me that for half my schedule where I can get those rivalry games, that's when the fans show up. That's when the guys come out. That's when they're loudest, right? When they're playing some Joe Burrow team, no one really gives a crap. Let's be honest. That's the way that it always is. You always care about those rivalry games. The Cardinals have had a terrible year, man. Terrible, terrible, terrible year. Every time we play the Cubs, especially in St. Louis, oh, you're damn right. I want to go down there and watch every single game. I hate the Cubs with a passion. But that's the way that fan bases are, man. So, I mean, Tampa Bay Rays, they got the Jays number. Baltimore Orioles, they got everybody's number in the AL East, it seems like, this year. You don't know what they're going to do, right? But that's why this series, man, huge series. They need to fight and they need to win.
And there's no question about it. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, come to September, you want to see those rivals or whatever and stuff like that. Even if your team's having a bad off year, like you said, the Cardinals, all of a sudden, wow, oh my God, I haven't seen this in your lifetime, Nolan. You haven't seen this. But you would still go to see them play the Cubs because if the Cubs were in the wild card hunt like they are, you'd be all over them all four games of that series. Because if you won two, if you won three, if you happen to sweep them and knock them out of that, that was like you just made your whole season right in that three-game, four-game season or set series.
Oh yeah,
and you're right. I miss it as well or whatever, and I totally appreciate it. See those other great players on all the teams and stuff like that, but I'll also miss it come September when you're looking at the rivalries, not this year for Boston, New York, but that's all part of it, right? And that's exactly it. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in your curtain call questions. So have a break. We're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So the Kansas City Royals, a lot like the Baltimore Orioles, in fact, they're a smaller market team, and their contract is coming up on their stadium by the end of the year. They've had a couple new renderings come out, like basically photoshopped pictures, graphics, all that stuff, right? For those that don't exactly know what rendering means. Basically, they look sweet, man. Just making a long story short, they look absolutely sweet. I don't know where they're going to exactly build the stadium or if they just basically renovate Kauffman to make these new stadiums a possibility. It seems like they're going to be right downtown Kansas City, honestly. But my goodness, man, they look awesome. And I hope Kansas City keeps a team in Kansas City. I get it that it's not necessarily, yeah, that big market, major attraction site that you want to go to. But Kansas City, Midwest, man, they need baseball teams there, obviously, in order to just kind of get everybody into that area. But my goodness, it looks just absolutely sweet, especially with the skyline and everything like that staring off in the back of Kansas City. You guys got to check it out as fans.
Well, that's it, right? It can't be just the Chiefs world over in Kansas City. The Royals, hey, they've been there a long time. Kauffman Stadium, everybody knows it. You say, right? So, hey, I'm assuming, Nolan, I haven't seen it myself or whatever now, but I'm assuming we can all go over to like Google, find it on Google, the imprints, or where did you see it?
Yeah, the renderings are out on Google now and everything like that. Any of the social media stuff, you should be able to see it. But yeah, no, like it looks awesome. I mean, yeah, I'm hoping that they can keep that team in Kansas City. Like I said, smaller market, but man, they draw a good fan base.
Be sure to check it out, Dirtbags, because that's right. If you're a Royals fan, you know what we're talking about. If you're not, you still know what we're talking about. Everybody's a Royals fan to some degree, for sure, either this generation or a past generation. So, Dirtbags, thank you so much for being a part of the nation. Thank you for listening to this show. Like I said, so whether you're a returner, dirtbag, or whether you're new to us, welcome aboard. If you are, wherever you are out there in the world listening to us, we cannot thank you enough. Please share. Please share. If you're looking for dirtbag merchandise, you're looking for the rope trainer, head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. If you want to get in touch with Nolan or myself directly, DM us on Facebook or Instagram at dirtbagbaseballnation. So, hey, dirtbags, make sure you're having a dirty week wherever you are, as a player, a parent, or a coach. So, and unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.